This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. Last Sunday here on WNYC, we heard from Ashley Johnston. She's captain of the New York Riveters, one of four teams that make up the National Women's Hockey League. The NWHL is the only women's professional hockey league in North America that pays player salaries. But in its second year, the league has struggled and even had to make deep cuts in those salaries to make it through the season. We caught up with the Riveters at a practice in Newark this week as the team was preparing for tomorrow's season finale against the Boston Pride. We met with coach Chad Wiseman and with first-year player Rebecca Russo.
I've been playing hockey since I was 3 years old. My brother got put on skates when he was little. He's 2 years older than me, and I kind of wanted to be just like him, so my parents kind of threw me into the game, and it stuck ever since.
The dedication of the players is amazing. Some of the people are traveling here for practices and for games from Albany, from the Washington, D.C. area. Do you feel that dedication playing with this team?
Oh, 100%. I mean, the girls in this locker room is something special, and I think we've actually done a really great job this year, gelling both on and off the ice.
They love the sport. They're true athletes, they're true competitors. This is the best league in the world for a female hockey player, and they just truly love the game. These girls, like you said, they travel, they work all day, they work 8 or 9 hour days, they show up right from work, they put their gear on, they work out, they get on the ice. I've got a lot of respect for these players.
You know, there were a lot of reports during the season about the salary cut that the players had to deal with, and the salaries were already low. Has any of this changed your outlook on your commitment and the future of the league?
Not at all. I played in this league, and I, you know, signed my contract because I love the game. I didn't sign it for the money. If there's $10,000 or $8 million, great, sure, you know. But when we heard the news about the salary cuts, I was sad because I want this league to succeed so bad. And you hear the WNBA going through a little bit of hiccups at the beginning of their startup. And, I mean, everyone goes through this kind of stuff. And I know this league can be so successful. My commitment didn't change. My love for the game didn't change. It just made me want this league to succeed that much more because of the little girls in the stands looking onto us and, you know, me being one of those girls back in the day.
We've heard about some of the financial difficulties this season, but now we hear there's going to be a season number 3 that has already been announced. Also, the league looking into some expansion options in the future. What else will it take for the National Women's Hockey League to survive?
I think just support. Support from fans, potentially small companies, businesses, maybe the NHL. You know, at the end of the day, everyone needs some help and some support. You know, Dunkin' Donuts is a huge sponsor of our league, and they see the value in women's sports and women's hockey, so to have some more businesses like that.
That's the model that's going to have to work, because the women's teams, rightly or wrongly, just don't draw enough to survive on gate receipts.
Sports writer Pat Borzi has covered the NWHL for ESPN.
One thing that they have gone after is they've tried to find sponsors where the decision makers are men who have daughters who've played hockey. That's been the big connection with Dunkin' Donuts, because the prime mover and shaker for Dunkin' has a daughter that played college hockey.
Another challenge next season, the Olympics.
What that means is that the national team players, almost all of them are going to be playing in the Olympics in Korea in 2018. So there's not going to be an opportunity for them to play in this league. So what they're going to have to figure out is how they're going to attract spectators to a league that doesn't have any recognizable stars. And they're having a difficult enough time attracting fans with recognizable stars.
Yes, the national team players won't be in the league next year, but the talent graduating in 2017 is amazing, and it'll definitely springboard the league just as good as if the national teams weren't playing.
Rebecca Russo says the Olympics could be a positive for women's pro hockey, especially if the U.S. team wins.
Oh, 100%. I think more and more people, not just girls, are noticing that we're actually a league, we actually play hockey, and we're just as good as the boys. So I think having this league helps us market ourselves as women athletes to say, hey, look at us. There's not just an NHL around town, there's the NWHL.
Absolutely, and that's why so many people want this league to succeed. Little girls who play hockey need to have women who are role models for them. It's really not enough to look up to the guys that play for the Bruins or the Rangers or whoever. You need to have somebody that you can relate to, somebody who knows exactly what it is to be a girl and to have to struggle and to persevere.
The New York Riveters take on the Boston Pride in the season finale tomorrow afternoon. It's happening at the Barnabas Health Hockey House in Newark. The game starts at 4 p.m.